Imagine waking up each morning with an unshakable sense of inner peace, regardless of what chaos the day might bring. This isn't fantasy, but the practical promise of Stoicism, an ancient philosophy experiencing a remarkable renaissance in our anxiety-ridden world. From Silicon Valley executives to professional athletes, people are discovering that 2,000-year-old wisdom offers powerful solutions to today's challenges. Unlike abstract philosophical systems, Stoicism is fundamentally practical, focused not on theoretical questions but on the art of living well. It teaches that happiness doesn't depend on external circumstances but on how we respond to them. In a world where we often feel powerless, Stoicism offers something revolutionary, the realization that we always maintain control over what truly matters, our judgments, actions, and character. At the heart of Stoicism lies the Stoic happiness triangle. The first corner is live with arete, express your highest self in every moment. Arete means closing the gap between your potential and your actions. When this gap widens, negative emotions flourish. The Stoics believed nature gives us potential for virtue, which we fulfill through reason. The second corner is focus on what you control. Accept whatever happens and make the best of it. The Stoics teach us to focus exclusively on our judgments and actions. Everything else, from weather to others' behavior, isn't fully under our control. Like an archer who controls drawing and aiming, but not where the arrow lands, we succeed in the process regardless of outcome. The third corner is take responsibility. Get good from yourself. Since virtue alone is sufficient for happiness and within our control, we are responsible for our own flourishing. This eliminates excuses. External events have no inherent meaning. Our judgments give them meaning. When we step back from initial impressions, we see that our troubled minds come from our opinions, not the events themselves. Despite Stoicism's promise of happiness through virtuous responses, negative emotions often derail us. When fear, grief, anger, or greed capture our minds, reason is tied up and gagged in the trunk while passion takes the wheel. Our brain's negativity bias compounds this challenge. Two factors cause emotions to overwhelm us. First, we desire things beyond our control. These faulty value judgments, mistaking externals like wealth or others' opinions as good or bad, create cravings and aversions that overpower reason. As long as we believe external circumstances determine our happiness, we remain emotional puppets. Second, we lack awareness and get carried away by impressions, reacting automatically rather than responding thoughtfully. Epictetus advises we must both endure what we irrationally fear with courage and renounce what we irrationally crave through self-discipline. But awareness must come first, giving us time to see situations clearly before responding. Stoicism requires daily practice to become second nature. First, practice the art of acquiescence. Accept rather than fight reality. When Thomas Edison watched his research campus burn, he calmly observed it and began rebuilding the next day. Accept everything as if you had chosen it, transforming yourself from victim to creator. Second, undertake actions with a reserve clause, adding fate permitting to intentions, maintaining equanimity when facing outcomes beyond control. Third, transform obstacles into opportunities, viewing each challenge as a chance to practice virtue. Fourth, remind yourself of impermanence to appreciate what you have without entitlement. Fifth, contemplate your own death to enhance your enjoyment of life. Sixth, practice voluntary discomfort through simple challenges to build resilience and reduce material desire. Finally, establish morning and evening routines. Prepare mentally each morning for the day ahead. In the evening, review your actions, asking, "What bad habit have I corrected? In what respect am I better?" When life flows smoothly, Stoicism comes easily, but hardships truly test our philosophy. Remember that your judgment, not external events, causes your suffering. Nothing but opinion is the cause of a troubled mind. When provoked, it's your interpretation creating distress. Develop a balanced approach to grief. Stoicism offers a middle path between emotional suppression and uncontrolled grief. Nature requires from us some sorrow, but prolonged grief becomes more harmful than its trigger. Choose courage over anger, which is brief madness. True courage doesn't require anger. With proper values, we can act rightly without destructive emotions. Combat fear through preparation and reason. We suffer more from imagination than reality. Confront fears rationally until they become familiar. When disappointed, align expectations with reality rather than demanding the opposite. View obstacles as opportunities for virtue. A rational being can turn each setback into raw material. As Epictetus notes, God is matching you with a younger sparring partner, as would a physical trainer. Don't wish for an easier life, wish for the strength to face challenges. The most difficult challenges we face daily are other people. Yet Stoicism demands we help others and care for all mankind. First, recognize we are all limbs of the same body. Our fellowship is very similar to an arch of stones, which would fall apart if they did not reciprocally support each other. Second, understand nobody errs on purpose. People act based on their understanding, shaped by their upbringing and education. Third, find your own faults before judging others. We're generous with our mistakes, but quick to judge others. Fourth, forgive those who stumble. Stoics view such people as misguided, like children or those with illness. Fifth, pity rather than blame wrongdoers, as the person who does wrong to themselves, ultimately making themselves unhappy. Sixth, practice kindness as strength. Wherever there is a human being, there is an opportunity for kindness. When treated poorly, respond with tolerance. The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury. When irritations arise, tell yourself, "I buy tranquility instead," to avoid needless anger. Stoicism isn't just techniques for managing emotions. It's a comprehensive philosophy for living well. The practices form a coherent system, building awareness, developing proper values, and practicing these principles daily. Through consistency, these principles become second nature, transforming us from passive victims of circumstance into active shapers of our experience. The Stoic path demands vigilance and honest self-assessment. The rewards are profound: emotional resilience, inner tranquility, and the satisfaction of living in harmony with your highest nature. Perfection isn't the goal. Even Marcus Aurelius struggled after decades of practice. The point is progress, becoming better today than yesterday. In our distracted world, Stoicism offers a path to genuine fulfillment that depends not on changing circumstances, but on changing yourself. By focusing on what you control, judgments, actions, and character, you transform any situation into an opportunity for growth. The ancient Stoics' wisdom remains relevant because human nature is timeless. We still struggle with the same emotions, seek meaning, and possess the capacity to choose virtue over vice, wisdom over folly, and tranquility over turmoil.